in real life. You know why.
Tammy lowers her head, purrs in his ear. Prior to this, they were both clothed, while he was giving a fundraising speech and she was watching from a distant table that had cost her lobbying firm $10,000. But now they were both nude, the room filled with the scent of perspiration, coffee, and sex. Is it because he wears a toupee? She whispers. Or because what's-his-name was fired in disgrace?
Hell no, Harrison replies. It's because he strangled that dog in the first episode. Remember, most voters own cats or dogs. They have a sixth sense when it comes to someone who doesn't like animals. They would have felt that from Frank. No one would vote for him. Trust me.
She kisses his right ear. Have I ever not trusted you?
If you didn't, you've kept it quiet, which is a nice change of pace.
Tammy laughs, a sound that still thrills him, and she really digs her warm fingers into his back and says, You're state campaign director here in Georgia, Congressman Vickers. He closes his eyes. Only Tammy talks politics after lovemaking.
I'd rather not think about him right now,
Harrison says. You should, Tammy says in her soft, low voice. The setup for the rally was a disaster. A jumble of people couldn't get in the door because they didn't have the right tickets. That means the wheels are coming off the field operation here.
I thought the speech went well.
Tammy leans forward again, rubs her nose against his thick hair like a loving cat, rubbing up for attention. Harry, the speech went well because the people love you. After years of conflict and shouting, you've calmed things down. You've gotten the country moving again. And because your opponent, the honorable governor from California, is a fruitcake. But there should have been more people there, and the ticket fiasco pissed off some of your supporters for no good reason. It all goes back to Congressman Vickers. Sack him. Harrison shifts a bit from her weight.
Tammy, the election's 4 weeks away. Wouldn't that be seen as a sign of weakness? Besides, the latest polls in Georgia have us up by 6%.
5.6, she replies. And no, it won't be seen as a sign of weakness. It'll show that once again, you have the balls to make the tough decisions when you need to do the right thing. Vickers is a drag on the campaign. Kick his butt to the curb. It'll energize your supporters and volunteers.
Good point,
he admits.
I'll think about it.
Tammy laughs again and reaches down to his shoulders, rolls him over onto his back, and her full, curvy body is now on top of him. He wraps his strong arms around her and gives her a hug he wishes would last forever. Smiling and with her thick brown hair cascading down the side of her beautiful face, Tammy says, You know what?
What?
I do love you. Even if you're a power-mad, patriarchy-supporting president of these evil United States. He gives her a firm squeeze around her waist.
And I do love you, even if you're a corrupt, money-hungry lobbyist that degrades the political process.
Another kiss, fully sweet and pleasurable, only disturbed by Harrison's thought of what his wife, Grace Fuller Tucker, First Lady of the United States, might be doing at this very moment in the District of Columbia, hundreds of miles away. Showered and dressed once more in the gray Brooks Brothers suit that Tammy Doyle had stripped off of him a few hours earlier, Harrison Tucker leaves his hotel room exactly 1 minute ahead of schedule, with Tammy behind him. Outside the room, standing calmly on the Oriental-style carpeted floor, Jackson Teal, the lead agent on his PPD, personal protective detail, nods.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Jackson,
he says. His Secret Service agent, a tall, bulky African-American with short hair and the traditional curly Motorola radio wire running out of his ear, also says,
Morning, ma'am.
And the acknowledgement of Tammy pleases Harrison. He knows he has put